local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you for this lovely Wednesday afternoon. Let's see, just about 4:11, we'll get things started with our top three stories here. Let's see what we got. First, with Israel, this is starting things off with a bang here. It confirms that it launched a large-scale operation in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military carried out airstrikes and raids early Wednesday. The Palestinian Red Crescent Society said that 10 people were killed and nearly two dozen were injured in the military operation. Daily raids in the West Bank have been carried out by Israel since the October 7th Hamas attacks, but Wednesday's operation is believed to be the largest in years. The Israeli foreign minister said that the operation was to thwart Islamic Iranian terrorist infrastructure and added that we must deal with the threat just as we deal with the terrorist infrastructure in Gaza. Also, the race for the White House is picking up speed as there are 69 days until Election Day. Former President Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance holding events in swing states this week. Trump is set to hold a town hall in Wisconsin tomorrow and will speak at a rally in Pennsylvania on Friday and elsewhere. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz will kick off a bus tour in the battleground state of Georgia later this afternoon with a rally scheduled for tomorrow in Savannah.
Okay, it's 4:12, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. I'm Chris Bryan along with Austin Price. A few things that we're going to be covering today I want to make you aware of. 5:20 this afternoon, Vicki Campbell, ECUA board member, is going to be joining us, and we'll be talking about that 3% raise across the board that they did over at ECUA recently. She'll kind of clarify a few things with that. Also, 4:35, in just a few minutes from right now, about a half an hour, Jason Wheeler, the public information officer over the city, he's going to basically give us a follow-up on what's going on about that monument that keeps getting damaged downtown. It's the 9/11 Homage to America Monument in Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza. We're going to kind of straighten things out. Jason will join us 4:35 on News Radio 92.3.
Excellent. And the FBI apparently has a definitive motive in the assassination attempt on former President Trump and says that, let's see, the FBI says a definitive motive has not yet been established. There we go. The agency provided an update Wednesday on the investigation of the July 13th shooting, and the official said the shooter searched for information on both the Republican National Convention and the Democratic National Convention, possibly suggesting the Trump rally was a target of opportunity. I know that that's something that was being talked about previously, but it I guess that's just what they're rolling with until they have anything else concrete.
Also, I did want to throw this in here because a lot of things happening on the Escambia County Sheriff's side of the equation, but what we want to talk to Sheriff Chip Simmons, and we're going to do that tomorrow, 5:35 tomorrow afternoon, getting you all set up. Yeah, we have our crime situations in terms of the street stuff, but what I want to do is, and Chip and I talked about this earlier today, I want to make sure that you as football fans, high school football fans, feel safe about going to those weekend games coming up on Friday. Yeah. You know, we had some problems last week, but Chip will be in, and we will discuss that 5:35. We'll be talking about the safety measures at high school football on News Radio 92.3.
And we'll also carry on with some local stuff going on here. But first, I want to tackle traffic and weather together, our first check of the afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street on 9 Mile Road, both of those areas looking pretty rough at this time. Then it's going to be just a little bit of backups on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling southbound towards Highway 98 and continuing southbound towards Dog Track Road. As for Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, we typically have a lot of backups over there, and today is no exception. Same can be said with Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field. The last major spot's going to be Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and heading in the direction of Glover Lane. As for the weather, we have WEAR's Alan Strum here with us. Alan, what's going on, my man?
Showers and thunderstorms will keep popping up over the next several days, even into the Labor Day holiday weekend, but they are hit and miss. So we'll see plenty of sunshine. That'll heat things up. High temps mainly will be in the low 90s, overnight lows down in the 70s. Each day, that rain chance is just around 40%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Let's see, other local news here that we need to tackle. There's a new online pay option for ECUA customers, allowing them to pay their bill from nearly any device. The new system also offers real-time confirmation of payments and allows people with multiple properties to group all their bills into one payment. It also offers text message payment reminders. For more information, you can check out their website at ecua.fl.gov. Again, that is ecua.fl.gov. I guess it was pretty appropriate that they were our traffic and weather sponsor for this segment, wouldn't you say?
Well, we got lucky on that one. But Vicki Campbell, once again, coming in this afternoon, we will be talking about that new pay option. And let me tell you, having been with ECUA almost 15 years, that pay option was on the table for many years. They just could not put it together. Good news, Bruce Woody, he's the executive director over there, got a great team in place, and they finally put that element together that makes paying those bills a whole lot easier.
Right. And that's the thing. Along with a couple of interviews today, we do also have a couple pairs of tickets to give away. Now, if you remember what I said yesterday, Pensacola right now is only supposed to have one pair of tickets given away this afternoon. Well, we got two. So I'm not name dropping anybody, but that should tell you that mistakes were made. Either way, that just gives y'all more of an opportunity. So we're going to be giving away two tickets. First pair we're going to give away in about 10 minutes. So be listening for that. Tickets to the FSU Boston College game. So be on the lookout for that.
That's a great deal.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's, as I said, we've mentioned it this week ever since Florida State lost to Georgia Tech. The Georgia Tech loss was telling, but that's going right now, the FSU-Boston College game is the most impactful one of their season. Because if they win this game, especially if they show out, remember, it's going to be like, okay, you know what? There's some potential here. Maybe we can salvage this season. If FSU loses to Boston College, anyone who's got Seminole stock is just going to sell it rapidly. But just about 418 here.
Remember, we'll Austin Price said that.
Yes, I said that. Yes. Right. You can book it right now. If FSU loses to Boston College, they're not a contender. Anyway, 418 here. We'll take a quick break when we return. We got some hard-hitting news here nationally. We've been talking a lot about Trump and Harris, but we have some news regarding the Biden administration and Florida's legal challenge over a new federal gun rule. We'll get you that and more. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Join Gulf Coast Kids House on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Executive Director Stacy Kostovicki, along with Rachel Smith, will be here to talk about their No Child Abuse training, as well as upcoming events, including the Dragon Boat Races on October 12th, the State Cook-Off on October 11th, and Brunch and Bubbles on October 27th. That's all on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the Mark Zuckerberg letter acknowledging that the Biden administration did pressure Meta to censor COVID-19 information. Also, speeding and how it's so dangerous and what can be done to maybe affect how people drive better, a conversation out of the Milton City Council meeting last week. And is it true that millennials think it's weird or rude to put a period at the end of a text? The answer, horrifyingly, is yes. We talked about it. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Navarre Farmers Market, Combs of Honey, is Saturday from 10 till 2 at the corner of 87 and Segura. Explore and enjoy the wide range of products. GetRelaxing.com for more. The Greater Pensacola Commissioning Committee is proud to welcome the USS Richard McCool to NAS. Take a free tour next Monday through Wednesday afternoons. Get info at PensacolaNavyLeague.org. Submit your nonprofit event at NewsRadio923.com.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
There's a place where the boat is from. It takes away the love, your big problems. You can worry, you can drop them in a blue ocean. But you gotta get away to where the boat is from. Take one part sand, one part sea.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Let's see, just about 4:23 here before we get another quick check of the roads and weather. Hinted at this before we went to break. The Biden administration fighting back against Florida's legal challenge over a new federal gun rule. All right, so here's the deal. The U.S. Department of Justice filed a motion earlier this week asking a judge to toss out the state's lawsuit. The new regulation requires more gun sellers to obtain a license and run background checks on buyers. Attorney General Ashley Moody claims that the changes, have resulted in lower attendance at gun shows, ultimately impacting tax revenue. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice says there is not enough evidence to prove that the lower numbers are a direct response to the rule. I got to tell you, that is the most Floridian thing I've ever heard. You are ruining our tax revenue because we're having lower attendance at our gun shows.
Yeah. you know, Ashley Moody's been pretty darn busy this week. As a matter of fact, confirming the Pensacola Medical Examiner District had the highest rate of opioid deaths in the state. Now, we've talked about this for quite a while. The district includes, of course, Escambia, Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, Walton counties, and combined have a per capita death rate that doubles the state's average. This is some serious stuff here, Austin. Mental health experts are now advocating for Narcan access in Northwest Florida. It's a must. You have to have this for this exact situation. Narcan has been a vital tool to reverse overdose effects and save a lot of lives. They got to take care of that. She's been a busy lady. That's what I thought I'd throw that in there. It's 4:25, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price hanging out with you this Wednesday afternoon.
Yes, and just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only, I repeat, only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, it's just a bit of the usual spots that give us trouble every afternoon. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we've got some backups there. Same with Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox. And 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. Let's see. Fourthly here, we got Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox. So if you're just traveling westbound towards Palafox anywhere, you're probably in for a pretty rough ride. Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Michigan Avenue, giving us a little bit of trouble. And Blue Angel Parkway traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, causing you some backups as well. These several spots are just in Pensacola, by the way. We also have Gulf Breeze Parkway causing trouble if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound if you're passing Hurlburt Field, and Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming from Dogwood Drive and heading in the direction of Glover Lane. As for the weather, we've got WEAR's Alan Strum. Alan, what is going on, my man?
Showers and thunderstorms will keep popping up over the next several days, even into the Labor Day holiday weekend, but they are hit and miss. So we'll see plenty of sunshine. That'll heat things up. High temps mainly will be in the low 90s, overnight lows down in the 70s. Each day, that rain chance is just around 40%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Okay, 426. About 5 minutes away from those Knowles tickets going out.
Yes.
And let me tell you, Austin's been working diligently on this thing, really putting some hours of research and development into how to give these tickets out. How are we going to give them out?
Well, we can. This is the thing.
We're not flipping a coin.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit more to it than
okay,
that.
Okay.
This is the season-long, you know, this is a season-long project.
We're doing it all season, absolutely.
Right. So we can mix it up a little bit as the year progresses, but I figured, look, it's the first pairs of tickets we're giving away. We'll start simple. We do have a question, and of course, I'll keep track of our text line. You can text in, by the way, at 850-437-1620. Again, the text line is 850-437-1620. To get these tickets, and first I will remind you where they are going. It's going to be Florida State and Boston College for Labor Day Monday. It's going to be at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 p.m. our time. But, of course, you're going to need to know the local time if you're going to the game. But, of course, FSU seeking redemption against the Eagles here. So, here's the question for this first pair of tickets. FSU has one of the most iconic traditions in college football. They have a Native American chief, and he rides in on a horse, and he plants the spear at midfield. It's very...
flaming arrowism.
Yes, very, very iconic look. That chief... who rides in on that horse has a name. If you can tell me the name of that chief, it's Chief Blank. If you can tell me what the blank is, first person to do that at 850-437-1620. Text in. We're not taking calls on it. Sometimes I'll see calls when I promote this text line. It's just texters. Text in the name of the chief and spell it right. You got to do that. Yeah, if we get some butchered spelling of his name, we're not going to give you the tickets for that. So, again... name of the Native American chief that rides on the horse at FSU's home games.
And we're carrying that FSU game coming up.
Yes.
That is a Monday game, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's Labor Day Monday, and it's at... if you're not going to the game, coverage starts at 6:30 our time.
Good.
But if you are going to the game, it's going to be at 7:30 Eastern.
Should be a darn good game.
And I would hope so.
They were doing the FSU thing today, kind of... setting this all, not a good, as you mentioned, it wasn't really not a good start for FSU, but good Lord, it is the first game of the season. And I've heard people walking through the studio here and through the facility saying, you know, there's a lot of teams that have been in the finals and they had that one loss. Well, why not blow it off the first game and then win the rest of them?
So right.
That's my philosophy. Starting out 0-1 is not ideal with the college football playoffs expanding to 12 teams. Anything is possible. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Anything is absolutely possible. And one lucky person will get a pair of tickets here in just a second about who in the world and what is his name, the guy that rides a horse into the games at FSU's Doak Campbell.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. It's a matter of, you said it should be a good game. I hope so, but I hope it's not a good game in the sense of, like, we see another upset or we see another, like, close loss or something. I hope it's nothing like that. Or I said close loss, even a close win. Florida State is favored by like 16.5 right now. I think they should win convincingly. I think they're going to be out for blood trying to prove themselves. What's up?
It's funny because you called it, man. We got 15 lines here coming into the studio, and they're all flying crazy right now. You got to text it in, 850-637-1620. And we will take the first correct answer. And let me tell you, these tickets are good tickets.
Right.
These are not... you know, the nosebleed section tickets.
I'll see if I can tell you where exactly they are located.
Good tickets.
Because I can only tell you what's described here. And There's nothing described, so I can't tell you where they are.
Yeah, if it's a ticket seller, they're going, these are great tickets.
They're the best tickets in the house.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you heard Austin and Chris certified. You heard it from us here.
Good
first.
For you.
But we do have a winner. I'm fixing to get their information. Just asked them their name. They said they have won with us before.
And
so
you need to ask me, are they able to go to the game? Tallahassee.
That should go without saying. Yes, Florida State plays 3 hours away from here. If you cannot make that game, do not ask for the tickets. Please don't. That's just a waste of tickets, and it takes the opportunity away from someone else. But anyway, we will get the info from that winner soon, and then we'll give away another pair an hour from now.
Yeah, go Noles.
News, I'm Tom Graham. The FBI releasing details today about their investigation into gunman Thomas Crooks following last month's assassination attempt of former President Trump. Fox's CB Cotton.
The agency today giving us new insight into the shooter's mindset leading up to July 13th, saying that beginning late last year, Crooks began researching former President Donald Trump's campaign schedule. Come April of this year, Crooks added President Biden's campaign events to his searches.
Investigators have yet to release a conclusive motive. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz kicking off a bus tour in battleground Georgia today. On the Republican side, Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance in the swing state of Pennsylvania.
The first thing that you have to do, if you want to help the people of Erie, Pennsylvania, is you have got to unleash American energy.
Calling for less regulation on fracking, America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, there was weakness on Wall Street this Wednesday amid some softness in the tech sector, and as traders looked ahead to Friday's Commerce Department report on personal income and spending for July. Now, that report includes inflation data that's said to be preferred by the Federal Reserve. Shares of NVIDIA fell today ahead of the release of its earnings report. The losses today offset the gains that were seen in Tuesday's trading. Supermicro computer stock also saw weakness today as the server maker fell more than 20%. The losses came after the company said it was delaying the filing of its annual report for the fiscal year ended June 30th. The steel, oil service, and airline sectors also saw declines on the day. And Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg sent a letter to the House Judiciary Committee admitting that the Biden administration pressured Facebook to censor Americans. Zuckerberg says that new company policies will prevent that from happening again, and that he regretted complying with certain demands. In related news, Meta said that it's shuttering its augmented reality studio as it looks to shift resources to other products. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. When Lance Leipold was hired at Kansas, he was taking over a winless team. In year one, Leipold put up 2 wins, then followed it up in year two with 6 wins, and last year was able to lead the Jayhawks to a sensational 9-4 record. Leipold is one of the best coaches in the country, and the fact that some are picking Kansas to win the Big 12 this year illustrates that, because no one would have thought that was possible when he was hired back in 2021. I'm Zach Gelb.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for $1. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a $1 Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, $1 Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for $1, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQL.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. But before we do, want to give a quick congratulations to Teresa. Won our first pair of tickets to the FSU Boston College game. If you did not win, it's okay. You can get another chance at around 5:30. We'll be giving away another pair tonight, and we'll be giving away tickets throughout the season, of course. But anywho, getting on with our traffic and weather together very quickly here. This update's brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community, located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview. Very quick check of the roads here. Still got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and also have some backups developing on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Blue Angel Parkway traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway still looking pretty backed up as well, pushing you back to Pine Forest Road. Outside of that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach and heading in the direction of Highway 87. And Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 88 degrees in Pensacola, with tonight's low going to be around 78, 79-ish, a slight chance of showers. Tomorrow, those chances are going to increase throughout your Thursday with a high of 92 and a low of 77. That's your traffic and weather together. And Chris, we have someone on the phones, don't we?
Yeah, 438, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan here, and joining me this afternoon, Jason Wheeler. Of course, he is the public information officer at the City of Pensacola. How's the day going today, Jason?
Not too bad, Chris. How about you guys?
There you are. We're doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. I see where, and I worked with Amy Miller, we're talking about, the deputy city administrator. Worked with her when she was over at the Port of Pensacola. Real smart lady. And what they're reporting here, she signed off on these broken pieces of the monument that was damaged there. What's the story on that this afternoon?
Yeah, apparently Mr. Powell, William Powell, discovered the damage that was done to, or the missing pieces, and then gathered them together back in March. He then reached out to City Council Member Allison Patton, and Ms. Patton reached out to Amy Miller. And we were happy with the way Mr. Powell had secured those pieces, and then they reached out to the artist there. And so we were happy with where everything was going from there on out. So it's just a matter of I guess, a miscommunication between getting it there to, I guess, when the News Journal started doing some articles late last week. But everything's accounted for. Everything's, you know, we're ready for the artist to come back up here in the fall and reattach those to the sculpture.
What we're talking about here, damage to the 9/11 Homage to America monument. It's over in Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza, right there at the intersection of Palafox and Garden Streets. You're talking about this. Do you have a time frame in terms of when that artist, and where is that artist coming from, returning back to Pensacola?
Our understanding is he's in Costa Rica, and he's in a very remote area of Costa Rica, so, which is kind of a difficulty of reaching him. But our understanding is sometime this fall, he's planning on coming back to Pensacola, and we'll go ahead and reattach and make his sculpture whole once again for us.
Where did you say they were holding the pieces of the monument? And is that a very sensitive issue in terms of protecting these under really controlled conditions?
Our understanding is that Mr. Powell knows the artist and the artist's family. So we believe they're in a secure area and are under good stewardship right now. So if not, then obviously we would have taken those and stored them somewhere here within a city facilities. But we're good with where they are right now.
Do we have any idea whatsoever who in the world is responsible for this?
We really don't. Don't know if it was vandalism. Don't know if something was wrong with the adhesive. How is it adhered to? Mm-hmm. We really don't. But I think the important part is that all the pieces are accounted for, and that there is a plan in place to get them reattached.
Here's the thing about it. Here's the whole darn thing in a nutshell. That arch standing in that plaza for 20 years as a public memorial, and then some knucklehead comes by and does this thing.
Well, again, we don't know. Yeah. We don't know what happened. So I don't want to, go out on that ledge there. But we're just happy that it looks like we're going to have this is going to come to a good end. It kind of went from A to B to C in a circuitous manner, but we're happy that we're going to get to C.
Jason, thanks for your time. I know you're a busy guy, and thanks for squeezing a few minutes of your time in with us today. That's Jason Wheeler. He is the public information officer over at the City of Pensacola with the latest information about that monument, 9/11 Homage to America, over in Dark Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza there at the intersection of Palafox and Garden Streets.
Yes. We were talking about it yesterday when it first happened, but it's just a very unfortunate situation when it comes to, purposeful vandalizations of something like that. I mean, come on. I mean, I know we live in a pretty divisive world now, but honoring 9/11 victims and recognizing that and what a tragedy that was, you would think would be rather unifying. You would like to think, but
in the perfect world.
Yes. Perhaps I am just still wet behind the ears and naive. Moving on here with stuff going on in your state today. Governor Ron DeSantis says that plans to add more development at state parks are going back for a rework. Speaking in Winter Haven, the governor called plans to add golf, pickleball, and lodging half-baked and said that he didn't see or approve the so-called Great Outdoors Initiative. DeSantis says the group behind plans for a golf course at Jonathan Dickinson State Park decided to drop out to avoid controversy. State elected officials and the public staged protests and expressed their opposition when the plans became public a few days ago. Beef between the governor and public park plans.
Yeah, they're starting to make fun of Governor DeSantis about he's going to have to go back on some of those plans.
Really?
For that initial, proposed platform that he had rolled out. So we will follow that one for you, of course. Also following, National Hurricane Center forecasters are confirming today no tropical development is expected during the next 3 to 5 days. Eyes are now focusing on this tropical wave. It's coming off the Leeward Islands this weekend. There remains an uncertainty as to whether the sixth system is actually going to curve to the north towards Bermuda or continue heading for the Bahamas, possibly. And that's the word. The operative word is possibly targeting the U.S. coastline, the East Coastline. The Gulf of Mexico remains clear of the system, will have absolutely no effect on our weather pattern. So that's the good stuff.
Yes. And in the midst of all this tropic updates, we had over 50 million people under heat advisories and warnings from Missouri to New York. Yesterday, Chicago saw its heat index hit 115 degrees, with the actual temperature of 99 breaking the city's daily record. And today, cities like Indianapolis, Nashville, and Philadelphia seeing their heat indexes rise to or above 100 degrees. Meanwhile, Washington, D.C. may see a record high temperature of 100 as well. But by tomorrow, the heat will cool down, although the South will still see temperatures in the 90s at the end of the week. Yeah.
Interesting ruling coming out of Tallahassee today, Austin. It's going to bring a lot of ears up in the posture. Let me tell you, a new judge, actually not a new judge, but a judge in Tallahassee ruled that Florida should approve a license for a Pensacola abortion clinic. This just coming down a few minutes ago after regulators rejected the application because of what they alleged were problematic. This is before today.
Right.
So we may have some change. It's a 40-page recommendation order is what it all works out to be. So we will follow this. But, yeah, Pensacola could be getting an abortion clinic.
Wow.
Andrew McKay, all over this tomorrow morning, morning news.
I don't doubt it. Yeah,
I will be all over this one.
I don't doubt
it. So check out Andrew tomorrow morning with the latest information on that situation.
Absolutely. Just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather, or at least as quick as I can make it. There are several spots on the roads giving us trouble here, so bear with me. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, is still backed up. Same can be said for Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Truth be told, we also got some minor backups if you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards Palafox Street. So if you are perpendicular to Palafox Street at all, you're probably in for a hellish evening. We also have Blue Angel Parkway giving us some trouble if you're traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. And Blue Angel Parkway also has some backups traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. These several issues are just in Pensacola, by the way. That doesn't even cover Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, and Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. But with all this doom and gloom traffic news, hopefully WEAR's Alan Strum has something a bit better for us on the weather. Alan, please give me something good.
Showers and thunderstorms will keep popping up over the next several days, even into the Labor Day holiday weekend, but they are hit and miss. So we'll see plenty of sunshine. That'll heat things up. High temps mainly will be in the low 90s, overnight lows down in the 70s. Each day, that rain chance is just around 40%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Not quite what I was looking for, Alan. Hot and rainy. Glad to know that hasn't changed either.
You know, thinking about this, it's 88 degrees out there now, but the feel-good temperature is still 96 degrees this afternoon.
My goodness. I mean, yeah, I'm not feeling good with it, but, you know, whatever. Maybe I'm just a glass half empty kind of guy.
Football tickets. Who won them?
Teresa, by the way. Yeah, I mentioned that.
A breezer from Gulf Breeze.
Yeah. Teresa from Gulf Breeze, congratulations once again to her. Let's see. In the NBA here, I want to tackle this sports thing real quick since you mentioned the tickets. An NBA docuseries will debut on Netflix this fall. The streaming giant announced Starting Five. It's going to premiere on October 9th. It follows superstars LeBron James, Jason Tatum, Jimmy Butler, Anthony Edwards, and Domantas Sabonis. That one seems to be a bit of a shock to me. As they made their way through the 23-24 season, Netflix said that the series will give fans an unfiltered view of life at the pinnacle of professional basketball. Former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama and Hall of Fame quarterback Peyton Manning are among the executive producers of the series. I have no idea what any of those folks have to do with the NBA.
All right. 4:47, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price in this afternoon. Coming up 5:20 this afternoon, we're going to be talking to Vicki Campbell.
Yes.
She, of course, ECUA board member. We're going to talk about that 3% raise across the boards. It included everything except sanitation, but if you're an ECUA, UA customers don't get too lackadaisical because they say 3% raise is coming up on the sanitation side of the equation as well. Also, 5:30 this afternoon, more FSU football tickets going out for that Boston College game.
Yes.
You want them? Well, get ready. 5:30, News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, we'll be ready to have a trivia question that you got to answer. Not only that, but, and I'll obviously remind everyone of this when it comes time, but when I say 850-437-1620, that is the text line. So text when we get, I always get a call, at least one. Text when I say that number.
There were more than one, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, text in your answer. Do not call it in. We'll cross that bridge at 5:30. Let's see. Lastly here, before we go to break, ESPN launching a new feature on its app showing fans where they can tune in to watch games. It includes games not carried by the network. The company said Where to Watch is its effort to meet the needs of fans with new features to improve the discoverability of live sports. Users can search for specific events and customize it to push their favorite teams and leagues to the top. Just about 4:49 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got some news about Wall Street here. Wall Street has closed today. Were stocks higher? Were stocks lower? You'll have to tune in to find out. Also got some more, maybe some frivolous topics if there is time for it. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 4:51 here. Let's see. I'll give you those stock headlines I was talking about earlier. Wall Street closing with stocks lower. Bummer. Investors are keeping their eyes on the latest earnings report from NVIDIA. The chip-making giant is releasing the report as the company has seen shares surge by more than 150% this year. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 159 points to 41,091. The S&P 500 dropped by 33 points to 55,92. And the NASDAQ lost 198 points to 17,556.
Let's not forget about UWF. We've been talking about the Knowles here afternoon. Yep. UWF is debuting at number 12 in the 2024 AFCA Division II preseason college poll. The Argos are among three Gulf South Conference teams in that poll. Valdosta State, number 7. Delta State, number 18. UWF opening up the season Thursday, September 5th, against McKendree over at Penn Air Field. You can catch that coverage live on 92.3.
Yes, you can.
News Radio 92.3 is all over that stuff. Live coverage beginning at 6 p.m.
And since you just mentioned something sports-related and since we've got traffic and weather coming up, today's high heat affecting the U.S. Open in New York City. Ah, look at that. A disaster class of when sports meets weather. Last year, for the first time, tournament officials closed the tennis stadium's retractable roofs due to heat and not rain. Once the temperature goes above 86 degrees, the roofs partially close, and they also give players a 10-minute break. Every court has a designated cooling room, and players also get ice-packed towels and fans that blow cold air. New York is one of several states in the Northeast, of course, dealing with the heat wave expected to end by tomorrow. That's the same heat wave we were talking about earlier.
Okay, 35 minutes or so, or maybe 40 minutes or so, FSU tickets going out. So just make sure you're all ready for that one. News Radio 92.3. Want to also say Powerball tonight.
Yes.
Don't forget about this. $54 million, $26.8 million. That is your cash option. 10 o'clock, they make that drawing. And Mega Millions, no winner on Tuesday night. $627 million now. Cash option, $309.1 million. Next drawing comes up on Friday evening.
And we also got a box office preview for you here. Chris, if you just had to guess, what is expected to take first place at the box office this weekend? What's dominated the box office for the last several weeks?
Oh, it's got to be Deadpool.
Deadpool and Wolverine expected to take first place again this weekend. The Marvel Studios film is projected to make between $12 and $13 million in its sixth week of release. It comes as there are several movies opening nationwide, including the biopic Reagan, starring Dennis Quaid as the former president, and the horror film Afraid. Both films are projected to make between $5 and $7 million. Meanwhile, three other new films, including the Tyrese Gibson-led 1992, the sci-fi thriller Slingshot, and drama City of Dreams, will all make under $3 million in their first weekend, supposedly.
Don't forget about Beetlejuice.
Yeah. When's that coming out?
Next week.
Really?
Comes up next Friday evening.
Well, I don't doubt that we'll be talking a lot about that one once that drops.
Well, I'm gonna let everybody kind of blow it out. Go to the first opening, that night opening.
Right.
I'll catch the matinee on Saturday.
All righty. Exactly 4:55 on the nose here as we get this last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. All right. So we do have an accident report on Scenic Highway. This is going to be just east of Olive Road, and it is causing backups going both ways there. Especially if you're traveling passing Olive, we are having some issues in that area.
People are running that red light. That's what's happening up there.
Yeah, so very heavily backed up going both ways there. Probably going to get worse before it gets better, if I had to assume. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street still giving us some problems. Same with Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street as well. Then it's going to be Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Highway 98. Outside of that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach and Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, we got WEAR's Alan Strum on standby. Alan, what's the scene, my man?
Showers and thunderstorms will keep popping up over the next several days, even into the Labor Day holiday weekend, but they are hit and miss. So we'll see plenty of sunshine. That'll heat things up. High temps mainly will be in the low 90s, overnight lows down in the 70s. Each day, that rain chance is just around 40%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Okay, the clock is ticking, and you need to really act now if you want to save yourself some bucks. Of course, it's Florida's Disaster Preparedness Tax holiday going on through next Friday. So you need to take extra care on that and especially save yourself some money. Luckily, we're not talking about any storm coming or anything to have to worry about it. Nope. Tropies are quiet, so don't we have to worry about that. But do take care of the business at hand. Florida Disaster Preparedness Tax Holiday going on through Friday. That's the 6th.
And, Chris, I've got a bit of a strange question for you, but I promise it comes with substance. Border Patrol agents have arrested a woman trying to cross into the United States with 54 pounds of blank. What do you think the answer is?
It's probably either methamphetamines or fentanyl.
Neither. What if I told you it wasn't a drug?
Oh, come on. Oh, no. Oh, behave.
54 pounds.
Austin Powers, man.
54 pounds of dried sea cucumbers. That is what she had.
And what is she charged with?
Well, you'll see. The 55-year-old was trying to get into the country from Mexico through the Calexico port of entry. Sea cucumbers are a restricted species.
Ah,
there's your problem.
There you go.
Apparently, there are strict regulations to prevent over-harvesting, so these were 54 pounds of dried ones. I can't imagine that's very good for the restricted species environment or population, so I'm sure she's in a heaping amount of trouble for that.
I talked to a lot of realtors around our area. Eric Hansen over at Keller Williams down on Zaragoza Street. Of course, if that name sounds familiar, Dragon Boat Races coming up October 12th.
Right.
He's all over that one. Been doing that one ever since they dropped the paddles in the water. Just like to remind everybody, home buyers or sellers, here's today's mortgage numbers for you. They're playing out pretty darn well here. Mortgage News Daily reporting 30-year fixed rates remaining below 7%. The average 30-year rate, 6.42%. That 15-year rate, 5.96%. But I caution you, these numbers fluctuate. So don't make your decision or buying or selling a house based on just the mortgage numbers. A lot of variables involved in this whole process. But there's some good numbers for you to digest.
Absolutely. And here's a number that's not so good. We typically cover our MLB teams, our local ones that are playing every day. Well, the Rays got started earlier this afternoon, and at the end of the 6th, they appear to be losing to the Mariners 5-2. So Rays are not representing Florida too well today, now.
Have you ever been down to Tropicana Field in Tampa to see the Rays play?
No, I haven't.
Terrible stadium. And I say that with all due respect.
Because that's why they're getting a new
one. Here's what they did. They painted the ceiling. Well, there's a ceiling there that is gray, light gray. Ball gets lost in that thing all the time. It's a nightmare because the entrance to the stadium is actually in the center field wall, behind the center field wall. That's how you get into the stadium.
Wow, really?
Tropicana, they need a new stadium in Tampa. In fact, they're getting one.
That's what I said.
They're going to move it to Clearwater, though.
They're getting a new one, and it's supposed to be very luxurious. It's supposed to be like some huge complex. And yeah, sounds like it's long overdue.
It is going to be a huge complex, and they really do need that because that's been a contentious point down there about getting that new stadium in there. Economic development, people complain, parking, getting into the stadium, the roof, and I can go on and on. But we love the Rays, man.